Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
Thanks.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded. I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a cushion nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud. Am I in the air? Sunday nights, round time. I flex my bed of Voltron, transform to DX Don. Mega and unseen. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Am I on the ear?
Well, what is going down, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new edition of Am I on the Air? Your one-stop shop for all the latest and greatest in entertainment news. This is where you come once a week and you get caught up in everything that's going down in the world of TV and movies. I am your host, Don Mega, and I welcome you to the show. It is August the 7th. I'm one day off schedule recording this live here on Monday, August the 7th, here at the Red Dragons Radio Studios. Usually record on a Sunday. Had a lot of stuff going on last night. Had some internet issues, and I didn't want to risk it. So I said, let's wait until Monday. And it's pretty cool that we did, because we got some breaking first look photos of Josh Brolin as Cable. So that was pretty cool, something that dropped today that we weren't expecting. If you want to see those pictures and you haven't seen them yet, check out our Instagram. Head on over to Instagram and just search Am I on the Air. You should be able to check out two first look photos of Josh Brolin as Cable, which is pretty awesome, from Deadpool 2. But tonight's show is season 14, episode 19, and tonight's show is titled I've Forgotten the Face of My Father. I've Forgotten the Face of My Father. Why is it that? Because we are reviewing The Dark Tower. That is our big review of the week, which is the number one movie in America right now. Not by very much, but it made it to number one. Before we get started, thank you everybody that tuned in last week and checked out our latest episode, I Think I Love You. It was a great episode there, talking to Atomic Blonde. And then once again, I just want to shout out Stardust. If you're obviously listening to the show, you love the news, you love checking out and hearing about TV shows and movies. Well, if you want real quick 30-second reviews, it's the best way to figure out, hey, should I go see this movie or not? Should I watch this TV show or not? Download the Stardust app. Yes, Stardust, S-T-A-R-D-U-S-T, all one word, the Stardust app. It's available on all platforms. Get for your iOS, you get for Android. Subscribe to me, follow me on there. I am listed as Don Mega on Stardust, and I'm one of their featured reviewers, and I think that you should get on there, you should follow me, and you can get some real quick on the spot reviews done throughout the week as I check out new TV shows, as I check out new movies. My 30-second quick reaction is available on Stardust. And, you know, search around the site. Find some other people you might like and share their views on. But definitely download and follow me first. That is the key there for Stardust. So definitely keep an eye out throughout the week for different reviews as they drop. I've been checking out a lot of new shows. I finally finished the show Love over on Netflix, and it was great. I watched season one and season two. Binge-watched the hell out of those two. Great show. So if you're looking for a really good kind of romantic comedy, dramedy, Love is a great one to watch. It's got two seasons on there. Very easy to digest. They're only about a half hour an episode. You can binge real quick, and I think you'll really like it. Another new show I've been getting into is Room 104. This is a new anthology series that's on HBO, so every episode is different, but it all revolves around this hotel room. It's Room 104. Creepy crap happens in this room on a weekly basis. Two episodes are out so far, and the newest one was very, very interesting. So definitely check that out if you haven't had a chance to check out Room 104 yet. And check out Ballers. If you haven't seen Ballers yet, that's The Rock show on HBO. Season 3, I believe, is what just started a couple of weeks ago. It might even be season 4, but I'm pretty sure it's season 3. And it's great. It's an awesome show. I'm not even into sports, but I really dig Ballers. So check that show out. All right, so now we got a couple plugs out the way. Let's get into it. Our review of the week, The Dark Tower. This, of course, is the new movie starring Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey based on the Stephen King book of the same name. Although people that have read the book say this is nothing like the book. So take that for what it is. I never read the book. I kind of went into it with, you know, medium expectations. Just kind of was like, hey, give me a good, fun action flick. A lot of problems started to stem on this name when it was put out a couple weeks ago that the film was only about 90, 95 minutes long. So a lot of people got scared and said, how the hell do you adapt a book that big into an hour and a half movie? That was the first sign of caution. Then they didn't screen this name for critics until about a day before it came out, which is another sign for critics. But against my better judgment, I should have went and saw Detroit. I went and checked out The Dark Tower, and boy, was it a snooze fest. I'm sorry, I did not like this movie. It was boring. For being an hour and a half movie, you know, a lot of people were like, oh, you know, it flies by at a pretty quick pace. I didn't think so. I thought this thing dragged like a mother. I'll give it, you know, the first 15 minutes as it's setting up the mythology and getting things going, I actually really dug it. I was like, okay, I don't see what people are talking about. This is a pretty cool movie. And once the other world kind of opens up and things start to happen, I just got bored. I got so bored. You know, I was fighting to not fall asleep during this thing. It was a disappointment, man. Matthew McConaughey, I know everybody just loves this dude. I just don't get it, to be honest. I just think his acting is horrible. He just always comes off as just so just blah to me. And to take him seriously as this man in black, it was jokey. It was like, I felt like I was watching a spoof movie. I'm like, really? He's like, alright, come here, gunslinger, I'm gonna send you to hell, boy. Alright. Like, it was just dumb. Idris Elba was the saving grace of this thing. The kid that he works with in this movie, I believe his name was Jake, he was really good in it too. The movie has its moments, but overall it was just very blah, very much a letdown. I named tonight's show I've Forgotten the Face of My Father, and that's really just kind of in relation to a quote that the gunslinger says. And basically, this is what he says, right? He says, I do not aim with my hand. He who aims with his hand has forgotten the face of his father. I aim with my eye. I do not shoot with my hand. He who shoots with his hand has forgotten the face of his father. I shoot with my mind. I do not kill with my gun. He who kills with his gun has forgotten the face of his father. I kill with my heart. So that was the quote. You probably heard it in the trailer. He says this shit so many times in the movie that I was banging my head against the wall. You can play a drinking game with this. Every time he says, you've forgotten the face of your father. Or, I've forgotten the face of my father. You've forgotten the face of your father. I was just like, oh my God, take a drink. Let's get drunk. It was a joke. I walked out of the theater and we joked around about it, you know, like I was going to call out sick to work on Monday and tell my boss that, hey, I got to call out sick because I've forgotten the face of my father. It's just the way it became. But overall, like I said, I mean, nothing against, like I said, Idris Elba killed it. The kid killed it. The rest of it was just very blah. It wasn't horrible, but it was not very much fun. And I felt kind of regretful that this was the movie I wasted my Friday night on. I should have saw something else. I still need to see Baby Driver. Could have saw Dunkirk. And definitely should have saw Detroit. But hey, it is what it is. That's the job, right? We got to review these things and see how it goes. So out of the 5-star scale, the 5 Don Mega scale, I'm going to give this one 2 out of 5 Don Megas. It was just okay. Leaning more on the sucky side, but it has moments which kind of brought it from a 1 to 2, but nothing gives it more than a 2 here. So 2 out of 5 stars for me on The Dark Tower. All right, so with that being said and out the way, let's switch gears and let's get on over to the news and releases of the week. First, we got a new trailer dropped for the brand new movie coming out with Jennifer Lawrence and Javier Bardem. And this one here is from Darren Aronofsky. The movie's called Mother. It's a little 30-second teaser spot, but it's really crazy. It's kind of creepy. They're saying it's a horror movie, but it's going to be like this artsy kind of weird horror movie. I don't know. The movie supposedly comes out next month, and this is the only teaser that we've gotten to it, so they might be trying to go with some real, like, we're not going to tell you nothing about this film kind of marketing. But I dug it, and I definitely am. It's definitely piqued my interest, so we'll see what ends up happening with Mother, but check out that teaser if you haven't yet. Stretch Armstrong, yeah, he's coming, as Hasbro and Netflix have announced that they're going to be doing a brand new Stretch Armstrong animated series over on Netflix, so pretty interesting there. Jessica Jones Season 2 is getting ready to start filming, and they've just added Power Star J.R. Ramirez over for Season 2. We have your first look photo at Zazie Beetz as Domino in Deadpool 2. Pretty cool. They revealed her the same kind of way that Deadpool was revealed last year, which was kind of laying on the bearskin rug in front of the fire. This time, Domino is laying on top of a Deadpool rug in front of the fire. So same kind of setup, revealing Domino. I'm just going to say, I don't know much about Zazie Beetz. I know she's on the show Atlanta. I don't know anything about her acting style or anything at all. All I can say is that a fan of the comic series, this is not the Domino that I would be going for. I don't really care for the look. I don't think it really fits what I wanted. That being said, I trust in Ryan Reynolds and I trust in Fox and what they're doing here. And if they feel like this is the way they want to go with Domino, I think it'll work when it comes out on the big screen. But from a picture standpoint, I would be lying if I said I got excited when I saw this, because I didn't. I actually felt kind of bummed. Like, really? That's the way they're going with it? Yeah, I'm just not hot on this one. But like I said, maybe once I see it in context and I see it in action in a trailer, it'll probably win me over, because like I said, I trust the people behind this. But as of this point right now, I'm not too into it. But sticking on the Deadpool front, like I said, today they released two brand new photos of Josh Brolin as Cable, and that looked awesome. He looked like Cable straight out the comic book. It looked great, and I really love that. Like I said, the pictures are available on our Instagram. You can also check out the articles on Facebook and Twitter to see some more. But, you know, Deadpool 2 currently filming, comes out next year. Josh Brolin's going to have a massive year as he's playing not only Cable in Deadpool 2, but, of course, he is Thanos in Avengers Infinity War. So he is going to have probably the biggest year of his life next year, and I'm looking forward to it. He's awesome. So there's some Deadpool 2 news for you. Juan Colette Serra, who we talked about a couple weeks ago, is directing, that he was the lead impossible guy to take over Suicide Squad 2. Well, he has officially now passed on the project, and he will not be doing Suicide Squad 2. He has actually signed on to do Jungle Cruise. Yes. This is the movie with The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson announced probably over a year ago that he had partnered with Disney and they were going to be doing a Jungle Cruise movie. So yeah, he's decided to pass on Suicide Squad 2 to do Jungle Cruise. So pretty interesting there, but hey, it's probably a good career decision for him to do the Disney movie over something that might have people kind of up in arms about, like a Suicide Squad 2, if they don't like the way it goes down. So that's the latest on that. We have the brand new trailer for What Happened to Monday with Noomi Rapace, where she actually plays seven identical sisters in this film, and it's coming to Netflix on August 18th. Let's see here. NCIS Los Angeles has added Nia Long as a series regular for season 9. The Starz Channel is going to make Sweet Bitter. It's a series based on the best-selling novel. They're going to be working on that here pretty soon. Anna Paquin's new drama, Bellevue, is going to be heading to WGN America. So there you go. She's got a new show coming. I don't know how many people have WGN America still, but it's coming. Bumblebee, the Bumblebee spinoff, is officially moving forward. As of right now, it comes out next year in December, and it's actually slated to open against the Aquaman movie, which seems really, really weird. Very silly, to be honest, because the Transformers crew is going to be the same kind of crew, fan-wise, and they're going to really split that audience. There's money to be made here, and I think that someone's going to have to leave. And I think it'll probably be the Bumblebee movie, because Aquaman's been filming. So we'll see what happens. But on top of getting a release date for Bumblebee of December of 2018, they have added John Cena to the cast. So John Cena has officially been added to be in the Bumblebee solo movie. We don't know who he's playing or how big of a role he has. But hey, good for John Cena, man. As you know, I'm a big wrestling fan, so it's good to see him in a massive tentpole box office movie like a Transformers spinoff. He's been doing a lot of these littler films lately, and it's good to see him do something big like this. So, very excited there. December 21st, 2018 is exactly when the Bumblebee movie will be coming out. Hartley Sawyer has been cast to be in the next season of The Flash, and he will be playing the Elongated Man, because that's exactly what we needed, right? The Elongated Man, but coming in Flash Season 4. Director of the Dark Tower movie says that a TV series is still in the works. Yeah, give it a couple weeks and we'll see if the TV series is still in the works. This movie is not doing very well at the box office. It's just doing okay. The good thing going for it is it didn't cost a lot of money to make. I think they made it for about $60 million, which is actually pretty good for a movie of this size. So they might actually make their money back. But the studio's not happy with that debut, so I know they're planning this big TV universe, and they're going to do a prequel, and it's going to be based on the Gunslinger in his earlier years. Supposedly Idris Elba's still involved. I don't know. We'll see. A former showrunner of The Walking Dead is going to be taking control of the TV show, and they're saying they're moving forward on it. So as of right now, I guess we'll get more Dark Tower, but we'll see. I just don't see a TV show being tied to a movie that didn't quite work, but hey, it sounds like they want to keep pushing on it, so we'll go from there and see what happens. Marley Matlin has joined Quantico for Season 3. Casey Affleck's wife, Summer Phoenix, has filed for divorce. That's always sad to hear about divorce. We have an article up talking about every character that's confirmed for Ant-Man and the Wasp, which is currently filming right now, so you can check that out and find out. Everyone's going to be popping up in there. We have an honest trailer for Point Break, which is really, really good, by the way. Very cool. We have the first trailer for David Fincher's Mindhunter, which is coming to Netflix in October. So check that one out if you haven't seen it yet. We have the Season 3 trailer for Netflix's Voltron, Legendary Defender. You can check out there. We also have the trailer for Carpool Karaoke, the series. Yes, they have their own TV series now. It'll be coming to Apple Music, so check that out if you want some more Carpool Karaoke. We have the first trailer for Call Me By Your Name, starring Armie Hammer. The new SWAT TV show reboot is going to be examining the Black Lives Matter issue. Shamar Moore, who was previously on Criminal Minds, heads up the new SWAT TV show. This is pretty interesting here. So I'm a big fan of Kevin James. And of course, last year he debuted his new TV show, Kevin Can Wait, where he was a retired police officer. He was married. He's got three kids. And the final two episodes of the season had Leah Remini on. Of course, if you remember, they did King of Queens together, where they played husband and wife. And the chemistry was so good between those two, which of course it should be since they did 9 seasons of King of Queens, that they decided for the second season of Kevin Can Wait to mix it up and do something a little different. And one of those decisions actually turned out to be that they were going to exit off the actress Erin Hayes that played Kevin James's wife on the TV show. They wrote her off the show and said she's gone. They also brought Leah Remini on full-time for the second season, which I was like, okay, cool. I'm a massive fan of King Queens. It's honestly my favorite comedy sitcom ever. And so I was like, all right, cool. This is good to have the two of them back together full-time. But it's kind of weird that they would write the wife off. Well, we found out this week, some news came out from CBS saying that they're going to kill off Aaron Hayes' character when the show comes back this fall. Basically, the show is going to time jump about a year later, and in that year, she has passed away somehow. We don't know how yet, probably going to be a sickness of some kind, or maybe even a car accident or something, who knows. But they are going to kill her character off, so it's not like they got a divorce, or she left to go to work in Paris or something. They're killing her off, and it's going to time jump a year later. And Leah Remini's character is going to be, she's a cop, and she basically, I guess, is going to open a security company, and Kevin James is going to go work for this security company and head it up for her, and that's how they're going to kind of keep that relationship going. They're saying that they're not going to put Kevin James and Leah Remini together as a couple. There's no plans to put them together or have them, you know, become this new kind of King Queens like spinoff. They wanted to go a different direction with the show, and this is where they're going. So we'll see. I think it's pretty interesting. I did really like this show last season. It was definitely, it took a little bit to find its foot, but it was pretty funny. And we'll see what happens here in season two as we move a year ahead in time. We have a brand new Defenders poster and 30 pictures from the season premiere, which starts in a couple weeks. Can't wait for the Defenders on Netflix. That's up on our Twitter and Facebook page. Justin Lin says they're still trying to get the Space Jam 2 movie up and running. He says we're getting closer every day. Sorry, Justin, I don't care. We just don't need a Space Jam 2. Dave Bautista is trying to get a Eternal Warrior movie going from Valiant Comics. Supposedly, this might even be a done deal, but they're trying to figure out some logistics. So Valiant hasn't greenlit anything, and there hasn't been any official word from the studio, but Dave Bautista has been talking a lot about it on Twitter and his social media, so it looks like something's brewing there, and we'll have to wait and see, but it's kind of cool to see some movement going on Eternal Warrior. We have a brand new trailer and first look at The Gifted, which is the new X-Men TV series. Check that out. It looks like Emma Roberts is in discussions to return for the next American Horror Story, which is called Cult, so we'll see her come back over there. Ian McShane. It's always great to see Ian McShane join anything, but he has just joined the new Hellboy reboot, Hellboy Rise of the Blood Queen. He will be playing Professor Trevor Broom. Micah Monroe has just joined Neil Jordan's upcoming thriller, The Widow. CBS All Access has just ordered its first comedy from Will Ferrell and Adam McKay. So great combination, great team there. And I'm glad to see CBS All Access trying to do some more original content. All that I knew they were going to be doing was the Star Trek Discovery show. Now they're doing this new comedy show from Will Ferrell. They're doing another drama. They got like three other shows besides Star Trek in development right now. And if they can get some big exclusive shows rolling on this thing, sky's the limit for this new CBS On Access account. And I might actually sign up and subscribe. So keep it going, CBS. Put it together. Make it happen. The rumor mill has it that Nicholas Meyer's secret Star Trek project may be a con miniseries. So we'll see what ends up happening with that. We have Everything Wrong with the Great Wall in 20 minutes or less. We have the first trailer for Suburbicon starring Matt Damon. Check that out. Oscar Isaac, Julianne Moore, directed by George Clooney. We have the first trailer for Deep, which looks like, it's a new animated film that looks like Finding Dory, but check it out for yourself if you haven't seen it yet. And let's see here. So Marvel has another show in development right now called The Runaways, which is going to be on Hulu. And Hulu said that The Runaways is going to be like the OC of the MCU. So I was looking forward to it, but after they said that, I'm like, I don't know if I'm so upward still. It is confirmed that Jessica Chastain is playing the villain in the new X-Men Dark Phoenix movie. So that's awesome. I think she's playing Lalandra is the name. And she says she pledges to make James McAvoy cry so hard, which I think is pretty awesome. Justin Lin, we're going back to him. He just talked about Space Jam, and we didn't care about that one. But one movie I was interested in seeing him do was the Bourne Legacy sequel with Jeremy Renner. They were supposed to do this movie a couple years ago, and then Matt Damon decided to come back and do another Jason Bourne movie, so then they said, oh, hold that thought there, Jeremy Renner, we're going to stick you on the side. So they did that other Jason Bourne movie, and now we're wondering, are they going to go back to the Jeremy Renner one? Justin Lin says there's really been no movement on it. They still would like to do it if it comes down to it. But then again, Justin Lin kind of basically in this interview said he was really only doing it to be able to do a project with Jeremy Renner because he likes Jeremy Renner so much. So he said it wasn't even really about love for the franchise. He just wanted to work on something with Jeremy Renner, and that movie came up and he took it. So he said, you know, hopefully something else might come up if that doesn't come to fruition and they can work on something else together. But as of right now, it doesn't look like we're getting any farther on that follow-up. Congratulations to Game of Thrones, man. When it came back, it hit 30 million viewers. That is nuts. And it's the show I don't watch. I don't know, man. Ugh. But hey, congratulations. 30 million is awesome. We have the first trailer for Angelina Jolie's new movie, First They Killed My Father, that she also directed. It's coming to Netflix on September 15th. DreamWorks Animation and Blumhouse is going to team for a new animated film called Spooky Jack. The show The Middle is going to end its run on ABC next year. Yes, they are going away in 2018. I believe after 9 seasons, they are finally ending its run, man. So congratulations to The Middle. I never watched this show, but to be on for 9 seasons shows something big, big, big. And that's pretty awesome, man. So congratulations to them, man. Hopefully they'll have a great final season. The CW has finally locked in and set their 2-night event for the 4-way superhero crossover. So they're going to do this in 2 nights this year. Last year, they did it as a 4-night event. You had Supergirl on Monday, Flash on Tuesday, Arrow on Wednesday, and then Legends of Tomorrow on Thursday, and it led episode to episode to episode to episode. Even though the first episode didn't really count because Supergirl was kind of its own episode, and at the very end, Flash popped up and was like, I need your help. So that episode didn't really count, but it was kind of a 3-way after that. But they're going to change it up for this next crossover. It will be all 4 shows again. But the way they're going to do it this time is they're going to have Supergirl and Arrow on Monday night, and they'll air back-to-back. So Supergirl will start it. It'll lead into Arrow right after. Then on Tuesday night, The Flash will continue it and then go into Legends of Tomorrow to wrap it up. So it's going to be a 2-night event on November 22nd and 23rd, Monday and Tuesday. So like I said, so Arrow is actually going to be on Thursday nights this upcoming schedule. So instead of it being Thursday, they're going to move it to Monday night for that 1 week, so then they can do 2 hours back to back and then 2 hours back to back the next night. So it's going to be a 2-night, 2-hour event, 4-hour event total for the CW crossover, which sounds pretty damn cool. Still no plans to cross over with Black Lightning, and they're saying that there's no plans to do any other crossovers this season other than the big 4-way event on November 22nd and 23rd. So that's what we got going on right now in the Flaro universe. Ron Perlman says he refuses the cameo in the Hellboy reboot, so that's kind of shitty, but yeah. Damien Chazelle's new thriller The Claim gets a director, as Erickson Kaur has been tapped to direct the movie. I don't know much about that guy, so I have no other updates on that. The Untouchables remake, which stars Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston, has officially been given a new name, and it's going to be called The Upside. Over in rumor mill time, once again, the original Captain Marvel, or Captain Marvel, is supposedly going to show up in the new Captain Marvel movie that comes out in a couple years, so we'll see. Freeform's new Blackish spinoff gets a new title. They were going to call it College-ish, and now they're calling it Grown-ish. So I honestly don't even know what to say about that, because I don't like really any of these names, to be honest. I mean, Black-ish is hilarious. I love the show. I don't really feel that there should be a spinoff, but they're going to do it, and now we got Grown-ish. I guess Grown-ish sounds better than College-ish, but I still just don't dig the name. But we'll check it out. I mean, hopefully it's as good as Black-ish. That's all I can say on that front. A Miami Vice reboot is coming from Vin Diesel and the Fast and Furious writer Chris Morgan. It's going to be a new TV show. It's going to be a reboot. We don't know if it's going to be in the 80s or 90s or contemporary. Who knows? I don't think it's going to star Vin Diesel. Probably not, but they're producing it and they're writing the reboot. So we'll see what ends up happening with it. And we'll go from there. Last we had was the movie with Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell many, many years ago, which I actually really dug. My beautiful Hayley Atwell has joined Ewan McGregor in the new Disney movie, Christopher Robin. Christopher Robin? So, there you go. So, glad to see her added to that film, because I wish they would do more with Hayley Atwell. She deserves it. We have your first look at the cover art for the brand new Spider-Man Homecoming Steelbook that comes out this November. It's a beautiful Steelbook, man. I'm a sucker for these things. I'm a big Blu-ray collector, and, I love it. This is a really cool looking steelbook. It has very fresh, nice art on it. So, remember the Divergent series? We talked about this many, many months ago. There were supposed to be 4 movies. They did 3, and then the last one didn't make any much money. So they said, I think we're going to hold off. Then they started talking about it being a TV show, and now it looks like they are moving forward with it as a TV show, and it will be on the Starz channel. So Ascendant, which is the 4th and final book, 4th chapter in the Divergent series, is in the works over at the Starz channel. There is still no word on if any of the cast from the movies are going to return for this thing. I hope they do, even though I don't care at all about this series. For anyone that does, it would be kind of shitty to have 3 films with this movie cast and then have some brand new whatever cast on TV to finish it up. Just bring back the original cast and have them finish it. They were all contracted to do 4 movies anyway, so I know they weren't contracted to do a TV show, but being that it's on the Starz channel, maybe they can work some magic there, so we'll see. Pacific Rim Uprising, the release date's been pushed back a month. It was supposed to come out in February of 2018. It now comes out on my birthday. Yes, Pacific Rim Uprising comes out March 23rd, 2018. So happy birthday to me. The Lion King live-action remake has finally found its Scar, and it's going to be voiced by Chiwetel Ejiofor. That is awesome casting there, and I love it. There was a big rumor around Comic-Con time that Hugh Jackman was going to do it, and then I told you guys on the following episode, I said there was a little bit of rumors coming out saying that that wasn't true, but a lot of places were still saying, nope, it is true, Hugh Jackman's doing it. Well, I guess this proves Hugh Jackman is not doing it, as we now know Chiwetel Ejiofor is. They are going to be making another Lego movie spinoff. This time it's going to be called The Billion Brick Race, and it's going to be directed by the Book of Life director, Jorge Gutierrez. So pretty cool there. I don't know what they plan to do with it, but hey man, these Lego movies are pretty damn funny, so if they can keep that going, then there you go. We got an article up saying, here's what is and isn't canon in the new Star Trek Discovery. So, this does not take place in the J.J. Abrams universe. This takes place in 10 years, I believe, before the original William Shatner version of Star Trek. So, but there's a bunch of other stuff in there. So, definitely, if you're a Trekhead, check out this article so you know what is and isn't canon. We have your first trailer for Death Wish. This is the remake starring Bruce Willis of the Bronson film from the 70s. So, looking forward to this. I think it looks pretty cool. Basically, Bruce Willis is the Punisher. So, why not? It's directed by Eli Roth, who I do love him. So, let's do it, man. Why not? Death Wish. We have an article up talking about some characters that have been revealed for the new American Horror Story Cult edition. So, you can check out seeing Colton Haynes and Billy Lord. And some other returning characters there. The Shazam director, David F. Sandberg, says that the Shazam movie is going to be one of the more lighthearted DC films. So, you know, I understand this. I mean, some people are freaking out by this news, but you know what? Shazam is literally like a little 12 or 13-year-old kid who gets the powers of Superman. Why wouldn't it be lighthearted, man? You know, you got this big, buff superhero who basically has the mentality of a 12-year-old. It should be lighthearted. It should be for the whole family, and I'm glad this is the direction they're going in with it. So, yeah, I'll take it. Shazam, coming soon. This Is Us Season 2, creator of the show, says William will play a very big part in Ghost and flashback form in the show. So I kind of expected this, but good to see there. This Is Us was one of those breakout shows for me last year. Just nominated all over the place for awards. It just did so well, and I'm so excited for Season 2. So definitely check out This Is Us if you haven't seen that one yet. And with an E has been renewed for a second season over on Netflix. Johnny English 3 has started filming. Yes, there's a third one. Netflix has announced a new true crime satire called American Vandal. We have your first look at the new Telltale Games Batman: The Enemy Within video game. Check that out. We have another new promo trailer for The Hitman's Bodyguard. Looking so forward to this film. Comes out in a couple weeks. Going back to This Is Us, they announced that Sylvester Stallone is going to have a guest starring role in Season 2. He's going to be playing himself in a movie that Kevin's going to be co-starring in. It's going to be a Ron Howard movie on the TV show, and Sylvester Stallone's going to be playing a father figure, so that's pretty cool. Paramount Pictures has set Alex Garland's next film, Annihilation, to open on February 23rd of 2018. So that's pretty cool there. He's always got really cool stuff coming out. The Transformers All-Star Writers Room, led by Akiva Goldsman, has disbanded. So I don't know what that means in the future of this stuff. If they're just going to be starting from scratch, maybe rebooting after the Bumblebee movie. We'll have to wait and see. But yeah, no more writers room there. In some kind of weird news, of course, NBC was doing a revival on Will and Grace. It hasn't even started yet, and NBC has already renewed this thing for Season 2. How did that happen? And why does it happen so fast? But it did. So yes, NBC has renewed Will and Grace revival for a second season. They're giving it another 13-episode order. So congratulations there to Will and Grace, man. They got some good vibes, I guess, going on with that one. We have the first trailer for Goodbye, Christopher Robin. This one's starring Margot Robbie, so check that one out. Tyra Banks says that Lindsay Lohan could have a robust role in Life Size 2. So there you go. If you were curious what was going to happen with Life Size 2. The new show Famous in Love has been renewed for a second season over on the Freeform Network. Newcomer actress Tegan Croft has been cast as Raven in the new live-action Teen Titans show that is going to be supposedly coming soon to the new DC subscription-based network. So we'll keep you posted on that, but it looks good. It's good to see the casting get going, and Raven has been cast. We got an article up with Kirstie Clemons talking Flashpoint and Justice League, which is pretty cool. She, of course, plays Iris West, so if you want to know some more, check that out. ABC has scrapped doing a Little Mermaid live musical that they were going to be doing next year, so they've canceled that for now. Robert Patrick says he's totally willing to return as Doggett for more X-Files, so that's pretty cool, man. Hey, I wouldn't mind seeing Robert Patrick jump on board and pop up on the revival there. A Karate Kid sequel coming to kind of television? Yes, it's true. Karate Kid sequel series will reunite Ralph Macchio and William Zabka. It's going to be called Cobra Kai, and it's going to debut on YouTube Red in 2018. Most of you are probably going, what the fuck is YouTube Red? Basically, it's YouTube trying to do exclusive content like Hulu and Netflix. So this is one of the shows that they've signed to do. They say it is an official sequel. It is. It is an official sequel to the original film. It will follow the events of the first two. and keep it going many, many years later as the new Cobra Kai dojo opens up, and let's see what shenanigans go down, right? So we'll see, man. It's good to see that they're getting the team back together, and I don't know if it's enough for me to subscribe to YouTube Red, but we'll go from there. Director James Gunn says that Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 could start filming as soon as next year. Megan Good's reprising her Californication role for a new Showtime show called White Famous. It's a new comedy show coming to Showtime. I find this very interesting that it's a new show, but it's kind of in the Californication universe. Like, why is Megan Good, who only played this character on one season of Californication, playing the same role? I don't know. It's very weird, but kind of cool at the same time. We'll see. Disney Channel is bringing back its summer camp reality series, Bug Juice. I never even heard of this name, but hey, it's coming back, right? Marwan Kenzari has been cast as Jafar in the Disney live-action Aladdin. And Nassim Pedrad has also joined the cast. Congratulations to Despacito. Despacito is now the most watched YouTube video of all time. Jeez. Taking the crown from See You Again from the Fast and Furious a couple years ago. Crazy. Crazy, crazy. Remember, they're making a sequel to Sicario. It's called Soldado. And they're saying that this new one is apparently going to make Sicario look like a comedy. That's how dark and crazy and violent Soldado is going to be. So, hey, man, I'll take it. I wasn't the biggest fan of Sicario, but I'd love to see what they end up doing with Soldado. Especially if that's the way they're going with it. Christina Hendricks and John Slattery are reuniting on a new series from Matthew Weiner. Stephen King says if they do a Dark Tower sequel, he thinks they should go for an R rating, and I totally agree. Stop with this PG-13 nonsense. They're remaking Cannonball Run, and they're saying that they're going to blend Fast and Furious with Ocean's 11. That is the theme and the way that they're going with this Cannonball Run remake, so pretty cool there. Flipper Flops, Tarek and Christina El Musa are producing a new HGTV show. So, cool, good for them. Glad they could still work together even though they're divorced. Let's see here. The $100,000 Pyramid and Celebrity Family Feud have been renewed for another season. The Roseanne reboot, they're saying ABC will ignore the series finale and Dan will live. Remember, Dan died in the 1997 series finale, but they're saying that he will be back when the show comes back, and they're just going to ignore the series finale. I love that they can just go back and ignore the shit, right? We have an article up with the ABC president as he talks Inhumans, the Medusa wig backlash, and giving Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. a full season. Check him out as he talks all things Marvel. Let's see here. Give me one sec. We just found out when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., speaking of, is going to be returning to its new season.
Coinage. Life. Well spent.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Remember, we said it was going to be moving to Fridays. Got some good news. It was looking originally that the show wasn't going to be back till January. And it's going to come out right after the Inhumans. So as soon as the 8 episodes of Inhumans is done, then S.H.I.E.L.D. will begin. S.H.I.E.L.D. will air its 22-episode season mostly uninterrupted, which is pretty damn awesome. Marvel's Inhumans will first debut in IMAX on September 1st before premiering on ABC on Friday, September 29th. It will air for 8 episodes, and then after that, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will return. That's awesome, man. I'm looking forward to where Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to take us, especially after that cliffhanger last season. In some sad news, man, it was just announced yesterday that Chris Pratt and Anna Faris have announced their separation. They are legally separating. They say, we tried for a really long time and we're really disappointed. I'm disappointed, man. You know, I don't give too much fucks about celebrity couples, but Chris Pratt and Anna Faris were awesome together, and I really appreciated a good Hollywood relationship and couple that I thought would stand the test of time. And it's very unfortunate that they are separating, I believe, after 9 years of marriage. I wish them both the best. They have a little 5-year-old, I believe. Jack, I think, is his name. Which is always sucks when you're dealing with a child in the mix. You know, I have a little one myself. And whenever times get tough, I could never imagine separating and leaving my daughter, you know, to not be with me all the time. I just couldn't even imagine. So I know it gets hard when you're dealing with children, and it just sucks. So I wish the best of them. They were a great couple. They looked like they were very happy together. I mean, Chris Pratt just featured on a couple episodes of her TV show Mom just last season, and every time I saw them together, they looked to be so happy. So it just kind of sucks that they couldn't make it, man, because if they can't make it, well, the rest of us are fucking doomed. All right. Woe is me. All right, and as we get close to wrapping up this news, the new trailer for The Deuce coming to HBO on September 10th. We got a brand new trailer that just debuted, so check that one out. Thor and Hulk are gracing the covers of Empire magazine. You can check it out. 2 featured covers, one with Hulk, one with Thor. Pretty awesome for Thor Ragnarok. We got an article up with director Nicolas Arcel on The Dark Tower. He talks about the ending and possible sequels. It is a spoiler article, so check it out if you're interested. This was big news today. Mark Millar, who of course is a comic book legend. He did Kingsman. He did Kick-Ass. He's got a lot of stuff out there. He even wrote Old Man Logan. He's got a lot of original comic books that he created. And he calls his comic book company Millar World. So Mark Millar has a comic company called Millar World. And today it was announced that it has been acquired by Netflix. This is massive. Why is it massive? Because Netflix just acquired basically Mark Millar's collection. Which means that we're going to be getting a lot of either TV shows or original movies on Netflix based on the Mark Millar comics. This is really, really big. You know, supposedly the only ones they're not going to touch right now is Kick-Ass and Kingsman. And that's because those are attached to other movie studios because they've done films under those before. So let's break this down a little bit. So basically Netflix today has announced that it's acquired Millar World, the comic book publishing powerhouse founded by Mark Millar, the legendary creator of such iconic characters and stories as Kick-Ass, Kingsman, and Old Man Logan. And he's one of the most important voices of comics. Together, Netflix and Millar will bring Millar World portfolio of critically and fan-acclaimed character franchises to life through films, TV series, and kid shows available exclusively to Netflix members globally. Millar World will also continue to create and publish new stories and character franchises under the Netflix label. This is massive. The acquisition, the first ever by Netflix, is a natural progression in the company's effort to work directly with prolific and skilled creators and to acquire intellectual property and ownership of stories featuring compelling characters and timeless interwoven fictional worlds. Terms of the transaction were not disclosed. As creator and reinventor of some of the most memorable stories and characters in recent history, ranging from Marvel's The Avengers to Millar World's Kick-Ass, Kingsman, Wanted, and the Reborn franchises, Mark is as close as you can get to a modern-day Stan Lee. That's what the Netflix chief and content officer Ted Sarandos said. He said, "We can't wait to harness the creative power of Millar World to Netflix and start a new era in global storytelling." This is only the 3rd time in history that a major comic book company has been purchased at this level, said Millar. "I'm so in love with what Netflix is doing and excited by their plans. Netflix is the future, and Millar World couldn't have a better home." Daddy. So yeah, I mean, this is just so big across the board. Millar, who runs Millar World with his wife Lucy Miller, is one of the most consistent hitmakers in the graphic novel and comics world. In his 8 years at Marvel, he developed the comic books and story arcs that inspired the first Avengers movie, Captain America Civil War, and Logan, all which have collectively grossed over $3 billion in the worldwide box office. Since Millar World was started, the company and its co-creators have given birth to 18 published character worlds, of which three, Wanted, Kick-Ass, and Kingsman, have even gotten theatrical films that have together grossed nearly $1 billion at the global box office. Mark has created a next generation's comic universe full of characters living in situations and people around the world that you can identify easily with. We look forward to creating new Netflix originals from several existing franchises, as well as a new superhero, anti-hero, fantasy, sci-fi, and horror stories that Mark and his team will continue to create and publish. Pretty awesome. That is massive news. I mean, it's one of the things that just, it doesn't happen very often in this world. And for Netflix to just come in and swoop up an entire company, pretty damn cool. So, very, very, very cool. And let's see, I think we're about done. The people, Andy and Barbara Muschietti, who put together the It remake that comes out next month, they're saying that after It comes out, they want to take on, well, actually, after not only It, but It and the sequel, because they do want to do the sequel, but after that, they're looking to take on Stephen King's Pet Sematary as the next project, so that is pretty damn cool. Studio 8 has optioned an African-American superpowers comic called Black for the big screen. So, I haven't heard about this one, but that sounds pretty cool. Cate Blanchett's Lucille Ball biopic has landed over on Amazon. So, pretty cool there. She's also in talks to star as Lucy, when it's got a script by Aaron Sorkin. Pretty big there. We have the first look trailer for Leatherface. This is the Green Band trailer. We had a Red Band out, but check out the Green Band. Alfre Woodard from Luke Cage. She's just joined the cast of Disney's live-action Lion King. She'll be playing the mama. We have your first look there at Hailee Steinfeld in the Bumblebee spinoff film, so check that out. I'm pretty excited about this. Carl Urban is in talks to return as Judge Dredd in the new Judge Dredd TV show Mega City 1. We heard rumors about this. We had heard Carl Urban saying he was open to it. He loved playing Dredd in the movie. And since a sequel's not getting made, they're going to do this TV show. And he's open to it, so they are talking to him about a return as Judge Dredd. I love it. Carl Urban's great. And I can't wait to see what they do. James Wan says that a Conjuring spinoff for The Crooked Man is going to be a dark fairy tale. I loved The Crooked Man in Conjuring 2, so I'm looking forward to that spinoff. Z Nation's Joseph Gatt has just joined Tim Burton's live-action Dumbo movie. He will always be known to me as the albino from Banshee. So, congratulations to him joining the Dumbo film. And that's the news, my friends. So that's the news in the last week of TV and movies. Let's talk about release dates and box office, and we'll wrap this baby up. Out on DVD and Blu-ray tomorrow is going to be Snatched, The Hunter's Prayer, The Dinner, and Kung Fu Yoga. In theaters this Friday is going to be Annabelle Creation, The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature, Ingrid Goes West, The Glass Castle, and Good Time. And here's your weekend box office. Coming in number 10 is Despicable Me 3 with $5.3 million. Number 9 is War for the Planet of the Apes with $6 million. Number 8 is Detroit with $7.3 million. Pretty low debut for Detroit, man. I can't believe it's only number 8 in its opening weekend and only $7 million. This movie looks so good. It's getting Oscar buzz. What happened here? Coming in number 7 is Atomic Blonde with $8.2 million. Pretty sad that Atomic Blonde fell down that far to number 7 only in its second week. That deserves better, too. Number 6 is Spider-Man Homecoming with $8.8 million. Number 5, shocked the hell out of me, it's Halle Berry's new film, Kidnap. Kidnap debuted to $10 million, $10.2 million to make a number 5 debut. This movie was filmed back in 2015 and was supposed to be released in 2015, but it was part of Relativity Pictures and they went bankrupt, and then the movie got put on the shelf, and then another studio bought the rights to it and then put it out, and it's getting horrible reviews. Nobody seems to like this film, but people went out and checked it out, so good for them. Kidnap making $10 million at number 5. Number 4 is Girls Trip, bringing in $11.4 million. Number 3 is The Emoji Movie, making $12.4 million. Number 2 is Dunkirk with $17.6 million. And your new number 1 film is The Dark Tower with $19.5 million. And like I said, a pretty weak number one there, bringing in 19.5. It's the lowest debut for a number one movie this year. So, ugh, that's pretty bad right there. That'll do it, my friends. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in to another new edition of Am I on the Air? I thank you so much for your support. As always, please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. Go ahead and follow us on Twitter at Am I on the Air. Follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. Make sure you follow me on Stardust. Just look up Don Mega and you'll find me. Go ahead and follow me first. That's the key. Stardust. Download it now. We are available on iTunes, so download, rate, and subscribe, please, if iTunes ain't your thing. We are available on Android. We're on Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, and, of course, Google Play Music is the way to go there. Find us there. Follow us on Instagram. You can subscribe to us on YouTube. Check out our YouTube page. It's youtube.com/AmIOnTheAir. And, of course, our great affiliates at RedDragonsRadio.com. Follow on Twitter at RedDragonsRadio so you always know what's going down with not only our podcast but some other great podcasts on the interwebs. That'll do it for me for this Monday, August the 7th. Thank you so much once again for tuning in. I hope you all have a great week. And until next time, y'all, peace.
Bye, everybody.
Red Dragons!
Red Dragons!